Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by former Fanarps player Gavin Cullen. Gavin, I suppose we'll go straight into it then. Defeat for Fanarps in the derby against Derry?
Yeah, disappointing one. Going into the game, I suppose Hartford were in a good bit of form and at home to Derry, there's not much between the teams this season. So I'm sure they would have been hoping to try and get the 3 points or at least a point on Friday.
Yeah, and you mentioned before the game that you felt Harps would have too much physically. That wasn't the case.
It wasn't the case, no, in fairness to Derry. They really stood up and they made it. It was a battle and it was a tight battle, but they were every bit as physical as Harps were, which was surprising. I know Harps scored from a set piece from a corner, but overall there was nothing between the teams and it was a tight battle, so it was.
And do you make Derry deserving winners then?
I don't think. I think a draw would probably be a fair result of the game. Harps had probably some of the better chances in the game, but when Derry took her chances, a fantastic free kick to win, I suppose, any game, you know, probably deserved it, you know.
Yeah, and they're now 7 games unbeaten, Derry, and 4 points off the top 4. Will that be the aim now for River Higgins and the side?
I suppose the aim for River Higgins and the side is still looking at the players they have available and how they're doing and seeing if they're what they're going to move forward with or who they're going to bring in. He's probably at this point still assessing them. I think what the turnaround since Rory's come in has been phenomenal. Just shows the reaction from the players and what they're doing. So I'd say at this stage I don't think they have any aims in terms of where they're going to finish in the league or what they're going to do. I think they're taking it each week as it comes, and players are probably playing to stay at the club and to earn contracts at this point.
Yeah, also on Friday night then, Harps next opponent, St Pat's, they beat Sligo Rovers to climb above them in the league. That's 2 defeats in a row for Sligo. Looks like the break came at a bad time for them, doesn't it?
It definitely did. Sligo, they weren't brilliant against Harps the game before the break, but they got the 3 points. They dug deep and got the 3 points. But since the break, Drogheda and St Pat's have both turned them over. So I suppose a wee bit worrying for Liam Buckley at this point. But at this stage, St Pat's are one of the top sides in the league. And going to Richmond Park for anybody is a difficult task. And now Harps have to go there and do it Monday night after a defeat at home.
Yeah, you mentioned Harps have to go to Dublin. Last time Harps went to Dublin, they got a point. Can they repeat that again?
Yeah, there's no reason why not. I'm sure Ollie will have a few knocks and a few niggles, a few injuries, and the squad will be tested. But there's no reason. Harps are well capable of taking points from anybody in this league, and I don't see Monday night being any different.
And 3 games in a week, it's going to take its toll on the squad, isn't it?
It is. We've talked a lot all season about the depth in the squad that Ollie has available, and at this stage now it will be severely tested. I say each game is a big game, each game is really tough and physically and mentally on the squad, and with some of the players still part-time, you know, they're going to their jobs after on a Saturday or Sunday and going to travel to Dublin on a Monday. It's tough going, so I'm sure Ollie will be thinking about that and he will be utilising the squad players as much as possible.
Yeah, we touched on the Sligo Rovers. They play Derry on Monday night. Will Derry be even happier to play Sligo after their last 2 results, or does that not matter when it comes to a derby?
I don't think it'll come in there. I think Sligo were probably a bit stronger in Derry at the minute, but Derry on a bit of a crest of a wave, and I don't think they'll fear anybody. I think they'll be looking forward to the challenge again, and with the results they're having, they'll want the games coming thick and fast, you know, to get out there and keep getting points on the board.
Yeah, and Donegal's Georgie Kelly, he scored 4 out of Bohemians 5 in their 5-0 win over Drogheda. How big a result is that for them, and how good of a performance is that from Georgie?
It's an unbelievable performance. I think he got a hat-trick a few weeks ago as well in the game. He's got 10 goals this season. Phenomenal. We all know Georgie's ability from a young age, from Derry's underage set-up and right through to get his move to UCD and then Dundalk. And after that, so look, he's starting to fulfil his potential, and he's getting a run of games in the team now, which he hasn't done at Dundalk, and it's great to see him. He deserves all the credit he's getting at the moment.
Yeah, elsewhere on Friday night, Dundalk dropped points at home to relegation strugglers Longford. Did that result surprise you?
It does. It does on paper, of course it does, but the way the season has gone for Dundalk, it's nearly, even at this stage, nearly a write-off in terms of the league. It's hard to know what's going on there. I think that they need to regroup and maybe restructure another squad, but that's going to take time with Vinnie Perth back involved again. I'm sure that's what he's looking at, and I know there's a few players moving on there in the summer, so there will be big changes ahead for them, Doc.
Yeah, and finally, Gavin, then Shamrock Rovers, they beat Waterford 4-1 and they went one down early but battled back. Is that a sign of the champions?
I think so. That result would be expected. There's no doubt about that. You'd expect Shamrock Rovers to beat Waterford 9 out of 10 times. So, still, in my opinion, Shamrock Rovers are the team to beat. And I think anybody that finishes above them this season will be champions. So they will.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully another entertaining round of fixtures. Gavin, thanks for joining us today on Sunday Sport.